Good morning. What's up? It's Sirico and Mambo Morning Show on this Wednesday morning, 8:06 right now. And we're going to try to turn things around just a little bit, going from talking about pirate's booty food, or what is it?
Sure, it's food. A snack. Whatever you want to
call
it.
White cheddar popcorn.
White cheddar puffy pop. Have you ever had pirate booty?
No.
Oh. Okay.
You don't ask someone with that when you just meet them.
I know. You just met her.
Okay. Never
mind. How do you do that?
Never mind.
So, So today is World Hypnotism Day, all right? And, you know, every day we post up what today is on our Facebook page, on our Twitter page. Make sure you're following us, Rico and Mambo. And we got a special in-studio guest, so we could get schooled on what hypnotism is all about.
And we have in-studio Coach Kaya with us. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you so much. How are you?
Doing good. So do we call you Coach Kaya? What do you want us to call you?
Whatever you
CK.
Fancy
you.
CK.
Oh, God.
Don't call her pirate's booty, bro. That's all. All right.
Okay. That works for me.
All right. So we'll go with CK. Okay, CK. So what is your title? What is it exactly that you do?
I'm a clinical hypnotherapist.
Which means
I help people go into their subconscious and work through whatever emotion is holding them back so they can release it and live a life they want to and not they have to.
All right. So like you could take Kat from the state that she's in right now and put her in a total different space type of thing?
With permission, yes.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. You got her permission.
Okay. So I just want to clarify that I know when I think hypnotism, I think like a long pocket watch or something going back and forth in front of someone.
So the entertainment side.
You're getting very sleepy.
Like when you go to the fair and,
yeah.
and the entertainment side of it, that's not what you do, right?
No, that's not what I do.
So this is something obviously much deeper.
Yes, this is deeper. This is going into the root cause of whatever holds people back. Like somebody wants to be a millionaire, but they're running a script of an impoverished person. So
got it.
They can do everything that the formula tells them, that their coaches tell them, that the books tell them, that the TVs, videos, CDs, books tell them, but it's not going to work because their script that they're running is of a very poor person. So right. And it's not their fault, and it's not their parents' fault, it's not society's fault, it's nobody's fault. Okay, it's just how their subconscious mind took in information when they were younger than 8 years old.
Wow.
It's not what you tell people, it's the way they interpret what you tell them. Like if I tell you, I love you, and you're like, oh, does she need something from me? Or you are like, oh, I love you too. And some people just say, thank you. So it's all depending on your subconscious programming.
Right.
It's not personal. But whatever, whether the emotion is anger, sorrow, fear, guilt, hatred, shame, hurt, pain, doubts, one or all of the above could be holding the person back. And then when you go into their subconscious and really release each of those emotions, it's almost like you're unraveling yourself. And then you can really be pure potential, whatever you
want. So you help them get through whatever it is that they're going through, whether it's the pain and or
yes, whatever
anger.
It is. It comes through the conversation and you help them unravel themselves and then really be who they want
to
be.
And how did you get to where you're at now? I mean, as far as did you go to school for this?
Yes.
I mean, it's something that, okay.
Yes, I did go to school. I worked as a software engineer for 16 years.
Oh, wow.
And then the world collapsed and my world collapsed and I went to the Himalayas and I was like, what should I do? And I said, I don't know what to do. And then I said, what am I good at? And I said, well, I'm good at being happy and healthy. Mm-hmm. I'll help people be happy and healthy because I know they want to be happy and healthy. And the other two things is, people want to feel safe, overcome fear, and people want to feel loved.
And so that resulted in the Ventura Healing Center, which is what you have here in Ventura now.
Yes. So I had to find, how am I going to do it? I didn't know that on the mountaintop, but I kept looking, and I wanted my angels, my guides to show me whatever it was. And I came across an ad that said, you can be a hypnotist for free. So I just called them saying, this is America. Nothing is free.
You're going to get a bill at the end, huh?
Yeah. So they said, no.
Enter your credit card number.
And then they said, no, it's a full 1-year program. It's an accredited course. So I went to the HMI School of Hypnotherapy, which is in Tarzana. And then I realized hypnosis is not the solution. There's so much more beyond this. Just a gateway, you know, like mm-hmm. you go in and then what do you do? So that's why all the other million modalities I use to help people really feel stronger, feel right. happier, and live a more meaningful, purposeful life.
So when you wanted to do that, where does one who's going to be a hypnotist decide whether I'm going to go into the entertainment side of it or the helping people side of it?
It depends on the personality. You know, if people just want to laugh and make others laugh, you know, and they go into it, then that's what they'll go for, the entertainment.
You know what? Remember that time we went to Gabriel's party? Yes. We went a good friend of ours. He's a comedian and he hired a entertainment hypnotist. Man, the stuff that people were doing on stage, it was just like,
really?
I could not believe it that people didn't know they were hypnotized.
Yes, it also depends on your suggestibility, like how you take in information.
Because remember that time too that I don't think you were here. We had got a hypnotist, and it was three of us who tried to get.
Yeah, no,
and,
I wasn't
and
here.
There was only one of us that got hypnotized. The other ones, like, I guess our body or something would not mm-hmm. go in that zone. Does that happen a lot?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And that's what I said by your suggestibility. You have to find out how suggestible this person is and how they will receive your information. Like some people, you talk to them literally. Like when I said, you know, you look good today. And they'll be like, oh, thank you. You look good too, honey. And those are the extremely literal people. And then there are people who take in information inferentially. So when you tell them you're looking good, they'll be like, oh, so is this the green that looks good? Maybe today I'm looking good. Maybe this person is having a good day.
Sounds familiar over here.
Mm-hmm. Maybe this person wants something from me right now. Maybe they had a good day and that's why they are telling me. So all these internal conversations go on.
I have lots of internal conversations.
Yes.
Man, external. You know what's funny is the other day, and I'll bring this up. The other day, Kat had made a comment about her hair. And, you know, I randomly see a picture online and I said, hey, you should do your hair like this.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And she snapped on me like I was telling her something bad. Yes. Like,
so right away, I know, like when I talk to her, I should give her suggestions in an inferential way. So she will really take it instead of giving her direct statements.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so, that's perfect. So you can teach them how to talk to me.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
This is perfect. All right,
let's take a quick break.
Yeah. Okay, so today we are celebrating World Hypnotism Day right here inside the Rico and Mambo Morning Show. And we have from the Ventura Healing Center, we have Coach Kea here with us. And we got more coming up next. You keep it right here.